Dan Lucas, and welcome to Abstract Essay. Abstract Essay is a book magazine that I created that talks about the mystery of the universe through digital abstract painting. Each of those books magazine talks about dark matter, dark energy, supernova, Big Bang, solar system, and a lot more. And today I have my co-host, no other than Mr. Fiki.
That sounds so nice, my co-host. Hello, hello.
My officially co-host, no other than Mr. Fiki.
Wow.
Very finally. Nice. Welcome, Mr. Fiki, to our podcast. So let's talk about your latest paintings that you did.
All right. So my latest painting, I actually have a name for it. It's called Acceptance. This is a piece based on the pretty new anime called Mob Psycho. The last season, so if you're spoilers, I guess, if you didn't watch it, but
yes, spoiler alert.
Throughout the whole show, he's battling with his self that shows emotion and is really strong, and he tries to suppress all of that the whole show. In the ending of the show, he just finally begins to like accept both sides of him, becoming a fully complete person. So this piece shows a sort of out of control, crazy, his hair going wild everywhere version of him. Because he also has like he has powers, but like he can, what is it, telekinesis powers?
Wow. I love the subject. Powers.
Always powers, yeah.
I love those paintings of Mr. Peaky that dealings with powers. So the title of the paintings is?
This is Acceptance, because this is him finally accepting the self with powers and self with no powers, becoming a fully complete person that can smile, laugh, everything without feeling, I guess you hide it.
He doesn't like to accept that he has a power.
No, he always actively tried to not use it because he hurt his family and friends before. So it gave him a scar, the emotional scar.
Yes.
So at this point in the story, he's like finally moving forward with his life, getting over his past traumas.
And use power.
Yes.
Use the power within. Wow, I love it. So what are the power of this guy?
He can like lift things with his mind. He's becomes really strong. He can fly. Everything you can do, that's cool. Basically, he can probably do.
Wow.
Yeah, he's really that's strong. Amazing.
A combination of Superman and what others? Like Superman and
Doctor Strange, maybe.
Doctor Strange can, yeah. She can travel. He can travel from the past too, or whatever.
Oh, just the powers part. He can't do that yet. No.
Okay, so can you tell us all the synopsis of the story? So, spoiler alert, people, so that we can understand fully the painting is.
So this whole show is all about what is it called? Telekinesis. Spice. Powers. You can lift ground, lift everything. And there's a overarching story of like this evil organization is using power to take over the world. And the main character here doesn't care about it because he doesn't care about anything. But eventually, he has to deal with it for certain circumstances, and he deals with it.
So who's the villain?
The villain is basically himself in a lot of ways, because he can't be happy with himself, so he has to try to improve himself by working out and high school and doing everything he can to get the girl he likes to like him. This basically is his main motivation throughout the whole show. I want this girl to like me, so I want to be a better version of myself. But by the end of it, he just sort of accepts everything about him and begins to move forward with his life, laughing and talking with his friends, basically.
Wow. So, yeah. So if you want to rate this painting of yours 1 to 10, where is it?
I think this might be my new favorite, actually, because...
now it's your favorite. Before Miss Frankenstein, now this is your favorite.
Because this is my favorite anime, actually, too. So I like the source material, and I think this is a cool interpretation of what's going on in the show.
So where is it? 1 to 10?
10.
Wow. That's awesome. This is the first time, because Frankenstein is 9.5 and this is 10. So, wow. Well done. I think I myself, I said this is 10 because comparing to all your paintings that I did, this is something else. What techniques that you apply on this painting?
A lot of tears. So this one took a long time. I used a lot of lighting techniques, a lot of lighting layers, a lot of blur to in the background. For like the foliage, the trees in the background, I just used this leaf brush because I was so exhausted at that point. I just like, I just used this and try to hide it in the background because this is actually like an important scene in the show. It's like the ending scene where he's in this park area. So I wanted to sort of draw that. Yes. And also it's easier.
It's easier to do.
It just leaves and stuff, yeah.
So how many days or month you did this?
This is on and off for about a week. Yeah.
Oh, this is 1 week, huh? This is, I think this is the longest painting that you did.
Yeah, because I also like never draw two people in one image because it takes a lot more work. And thankfully, they're kind of like the same person because they're wearing the same clothes. Because I mean, it's the same person, but still, it's more coloring, more everything like that. Yeah,
that's nice. I like the background of the sun, like the sunlight of the sun. How you do it? How do you do that?
Oh, I used this airbrush with a yellowish color and had it layered over everything with I think it might be an add light layer, maybe. That's what it would be called in a program. Yeah. And it makes everything sort of shine and gives it an orangey tint to it. And then I just added a little rectangle, basically. And put it across the screen with an airbrush and then blurred it out so it becomes all fluffy like that. So it's like the sun is shining at the, it's like a lens flare on a camera or something. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. Mm-hmm. You should do this painting often.
The same one? I think they would get bored of that.
I mean, the same perfectness, the angle. It's so different from the paintings that you did for the last month.
It's very cinematic, yeah.
So if you want to modify this painting after 3 years, which modification you want to do?
I might put more detail on the background. But otherwise, I think it's pretty good. I think it would still stand on its own in a few years, honestly.
Is it possible that after 3 years you want to draw the whole face of this man?
No, it's easier that way.
It's easy that way. Why you did not draw the face fully?
Because I wanted there to be a sort of difference in the perspective of each character. One's sort of closer to camera, one's further behind something. And I wanted this one to be looking at the other one, sort of saying like, it's okay, we'll get through it. We can move forward in life, basically. It's just sort of the mood I'm going for with this character in this piece.
Yes. That's why you entitled acceptance. Accept everything that you cannot control, people. Because on this earth, you cannot control everything. Only God can control everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Vicky, what else you can say about this painting?
I like how sort of I paid attention to the characters because they're the same person. So on like the back character, he has sort of rips and tears in his clothing. And of course, I have to mimic that to the other character. So he has like rips and tears in his in the same spots as he would have. So I think stuff like that sort of helps to create a story, helps to sort of make you realize, oh, they're the same person, I guess. And then you can sort of go on from there. So yeah, I like that a lot.
Yes. So aside from the leaves that's floating around, what do you think of the substitute that you can put there aside from that leaves? It's easy to do.
Well, in the original scene, he was surrounded by like broken buildings, and he was causing like a city disaster because he was so emotional at the time. Like he couldn't know what he was doing. He was just in the state of like destroying everything.
Yes.
To go to this one area.
So when
you want, you
have a building too. You did already a painting about buildings, right? Like the Spider-Verse.
Yes. The one, because it's just the top of the building.
Is it hard to do if the buildings are broken and messy surrounding? It's hard to do.
It's hard mostly because you have to think about it with the ground too and think about it in perspective, and then that's a lot of work.
Lots of work. What do you think? How many, if you do that thing, the building surrounded by broken things, how many months you will do it?
It might take me like at least 2 weeks, I think, because I would just be like so frustrated that I wouldn't want to do it for so long. At least 2 weeks, minimum.
Because for you, something that if you've started it, you want to finish it fast.
Yeah, that's how I am. So I get frustrated when it takes longer.
Be awesome. It's like, okay, if I started today, I want to finish tomorrow. That'd be awesome. More and more and more to come, right?
Yes, of course, yeah.
So can you do this painting night?
Oh yeah, it'd be pretty easy, I think. Because in the show, actually, they weren't like this sort of scene wasn't happening anywhere. It was just sort of in like a black mental space. So it's sort of like the same kind of night thing. But I think it was just more visually interesting to have them interacting with each other in a real world instead of like this mind mental world. So that's why I did it this way. But of course, I could do night as well. But you wouldn't have the yellow light. You have like a white or bluish light on the side. Said.
Very well said, Mr. Fiki. So where do people see your painting?
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok with the username Fruitskew, FRUITSKUE.
Yes. Let's support Mr. Fiki for upcoming book that will be published soon. It's a collection of his 100 best paintings. So watch out for that. And we are inviting you to listen to our upcoming third season. This coming March, people, our third season will bigger, better, and bolder. Thank you, Mr. Fiki, for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome, people. See you soon.
Bye.